artsy, bohemian, culturally diverse. They're all words commonly used to describe Brisbane's south suburb of West End. They're also the first signs of suburb gentrification. Located only a few kilometres outside of the city, it's no surprise West End has become a hotspot for property developers and employed professionals, and it's pushing the price up of both rentals and for sale properties. Councillor for the Gabba Ward, Jonathan Shree, says the increase in the upper market is diminishing the supply for low-cost housing in the area.
It's meant that a lot of lower-income residents have been priced out of the suburb. We're seeing musicians and artists in particular priced further out, and also single parents. Young mums and young dads with kids are finding it harder to afford a place to rent in the area. Any home that's big enough to hold a family is sort of being purchased by wealthier newcomer residents, and that means some of the longer-term families who've been renting in the area a long time have been priced out.
In the past financial year, the median house price in West End has risen to over $1 million, causing the suburb's atmosphere to change.
And we're seeing a real influx of higher-income residents who are moving into the suburb, and sometimes that can change the expectations of how the neighbourhood should operate. So, for example, we're seeing more noise complaints about live music venues and about performing arts spaces, some of which have been in West End a long time. But it sometimes seems that some of the new residents, and not necessarily all of them, but some of the new residents tend to make noise complaints about things that are part of the West End community, really.
And how has this impacted the feeling in West End?
There's maybe increasing conflict or animosity towards lower income and vulnerable people who use public spaces. So West End for a long time has been a very accepting and welcoming place for people who have mental illnesses, for people who might be vulnerable or homeless or sleeping rough. And a lot of these people frequent the public realm, particularly around the riverside parks and also along Boundary Street. But as the area gentrifies, as more upmarket businesses move in and as more well-heeled residents move in, we start to see a contest in terms of how the public realm is used and designed and governed.
But what exactly is gentrification? Dr. Elizabeth Taylor, postdoctoral research fellow in the Centre for Urban Research at RMIT, explains.
It's usually defined by a change not only in the housing market but in the type of people that are living in an area, and it's a kind of sequential process, usually where professionally educated or professionally employed people move into an area that was previously had a different kind of socioeconomic characteristics, and then that feeds through into housing prices escalating, and eventually you have a change in both the not only the sort of retailing makeup but also the housing market and the socioeconomic characteristics of people living in an area.
And what are some of the flow-on effects?
In the rental market, it's perhaps even more extreme in the sense that rents increase, there's fewer rentals available at the lower end, and also you get more and more competition for rental, and that tends to mean that landlords favour certain kinds of people, and so it's harder and harder for people that perhaps have been renting an area for a long time to stay there. They might even lose their existing rental if they're particularly unlucky, and then they'll get pushed out to other areas.
Are there any positives that come out of gentrification?
You're talking about huge capital gains relative to other areas, and then over time you see the city, because most gentrification in Melbourne or in Australian cities is in the inner city, so the price of if you went back to Brunswick, for example, in the late 80s or the early 90s, you know, you could get a house there that was among the sort of low quartile of prices in Melbourne, and then nowadays you wouldn't be able to find anything under $800,000. And that's not only have house prices gone up overall in Australian cities like Melbourne and Brisbane, but the difference between those gentrified suburbs and other areas is just so much steeper, and that plays out in terms of access to services as well.
Emily Stewart is a student who has been living in West End for the past 5 years. She says she is feeling the impact of the housing market price increase.
We had our rent increase after we had a valuation of our house. So I guess that kind of came back saying that our house was worth more, not because it, like, the house was any better, but like I said, it's just because the area is more popular. And the place I'm now living in is quite, like, it's like $540 a week for this tiny little box. It's really, like, and you move, like, one suburb out further, like, say, like, Annerley area or Highgate Hill, and it's significantly cheaper. You can get so much better of a property for that price. And we've had 2 rent increases in the last 2 years, so...
Are you worried that you might get pushed out?
I think, well, me and my housemates are already considering moving to more outer suburbs, like maybe Highgate Hill or Annerley, because there's cheaper places. So yeah, and we're all kind of like, we're all students and we're all kind of creative people as well, so that's, I guess, case in point about like that whole atmosphere and the type of people that live in the area. Yeah, other people who aren't making that much money, so we are being forced out. And so that kind of spectacle of poor people, I guess, is kind of, yeah, it's being forced out. And yeah, probably won't be staying in West End for too much longer myself.
But the price increase doesn't just impact residents. Councillor Shree says it's becoming more expensive for governments to acquire land for much needed infrastructure.
We need far more public green space in West End right now. There's a real shortage of public parks and particularly sports fields. But it's because land values are so high, it's now prohibitively expensive for the council to buy land to use for sports fields and parks. Similarly, it gets harder and harder to buy land to set up new community centres or even to install public toilet blocks or expand the library. So all these basic services that residents need for a high quality of life become harder to provide as land values rise. So the property boom kind of ends up cannibalising itself, where more and more people move into an area and that actually makes it more and more expensive to provide the necessary infrastructure.
But he says residents should not put up with landlords increasing rent prices.
I think every renter, when a landlord tells you that your rent is going to go up, the first thing you should do is write back and say, no, I don't want it to go up. I don't think that increase is justified. And force landlords to explain why it's appropriate for them to increase the rent. And if renters consistently and continually push back against rent increases, that does force landlords to reconsider their position a little bit, because landlords will take as much money as they can get away with. But if tenants start saying, look, I can't afford that, I'm going to think of moving out, some landlords will say, well, geez, I'd rather have a low-paying tenant than no tenant at all. And so they'll keep their rent down.